Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Life After Dusk with Teddy J. The best news, the best hip hop, the best entertainment, the best everything.
Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yes, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yes, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yes, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yes, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Teddy J will leave your body on the floor till I'm on the lead of intersection. Break out the crack of dawn. The rings of war blazing to the dome. Who can't believe the hype? Believe the hype. The girls are gone, we getting
wild for the night.
Come with better moves, put up a better fight. Keeping other opponents, yes, they always in my sight. So before you come forward to the ring and enter, all eyes on you, yes, front and center. If you're scared, so you're scared of still playing victory. Going strong for the belt, we're about to make history. Ring the bell, better yet, ring the alarm. Leaving bodies that were pain like a thing from a swarm. So we get over here, yeah, I know you really don't want none. You know who it is, make rumors get stomped on.
Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on.
What's up? What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Teddy J. Of course, I'm your host and creator of Life After Dusk Live. And we're just doing a lot of stuff on the show, man. Just glad to have you all. Man, it's a really big day today. This is the last show of the regularly scheduled shows on for the week on Life After Dusk Live. You know, we usually have our shows on from Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. on the West Coast specific time, and of course right in the middle where I'm at, Central Standard Time, which is at 7 p.m. And it's just a big day, man. A lot of stuff going on this week. Great show getting ready to happen. Can't wait to talk it up. We got two people coming on to the show today. First off, we got my boy. All the way, you know him from all that. You may know him from Good Burger. You may know him from Keenan and Kel. You may know him from, if you know that little kids, or you like me, because I ain't gonna lie. I flip through PBS sometimes too, and you might know him from the voice of T-Bone on Clifford. A little bit of everything. You got my boy Kel Mitchell coming through the show, so shout out to that. Then we're gonna follow that up. Well, we got also as well coming on the show with him is my girl, Miss Asia Lee, a.k.a. the Queen of Cali, and she's really got a lot of stuff coming on. Because first of all, y'all hear these tracks she got. If you ain't heard her music, y'all missing out, man. Like, it gets me live. Like, I kid you not, when I say something gets me live, it really does get me live. When I heard her track via We Party in VIP, I was like, that bitch is sticking in my head, y'all. Like, I just be walking around, like, that's like my theme song. That's my theme song there. That's the way I party, man. And it's crazy because this weekend, my company, North by Northwest Urban Entertainment, will be doing something all the way over in the West Coast as well. And that'd be in Portland, Oregon. We'll be doing something at the Report Lounge downtown Portland. And, man, it's going to be crazy Saturday, y'all. Really crazy on a Saturday night. And, I mean, it's the guest list is crazy. And the capacity is going to be crazy, y'all. Y'all just understand. And it's ironic because my slogan for North by Northwest Urban Entertainment is Party Better. So that's how we're doing it. We're partying better. We do, and it's just a phrase that you can keep in your mind. You go, okay, what does that mean? If you see our name somewhere and we're doing the event, trust me, we're going to make sure that it's off the chain. And her son, like I said, Asia Lee's son compliments that. And she also has a line called Custom Shades, which y'all check out Custom Shades. Hot. Really, 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 really hot. And I'm counting me some because I'm a person. I like wearing my little glasses or my shades, whatever. I like doing a little bit of every, like doing both of these. And just to get one that, you know, kind of fits my personality even more, I like that. So shout out to her for really getting that going. And shout out to her team that's really keeping that going as well. I want to also shout out to, always make sure I shout out to the people in the live chat room. We got my girl Casey Custom in the chat room. Shout out to Casey Custom and Maddox in the chat room as well. As well, you know, if you listen on Facebook, Twitter, or on MySpace or whatever, y'all know y'all can come tune in by just going straight to the live chat room. You can click the feed and go straight in live chat room. If you want to be able to actually chat in there, just sign up for free on Blog Talk Radio and make a quick account. It takes about 2 minutes and you can come chat in here. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick music break before we go back, because I always have to get myself crunk before these interviews, really, really crunk. So I'm going to go ahead and go to my boy Phil Wade, and this is Party Line. A lot of y'all might know Phil Wade because y'all check his YouTube videos. He is hilarious. So here we go, y'all. Party Line. We'll be right back on right here on Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Ceddie J. Y'all stay tuned. Be ready when you come back.
Vintage Rogue.
Look at me, baby, and tell me, what do you see? All these people just standing staring at me. And I ain't even make a sound when I stepped on the scene. It must be because I'm so plain and they hating on me.
I look good.
As I cross the line, everybody wondering why I just keep walking by.
I look good.
As I go right inside, now your girl looking at you like,
why ain't you that fly?
May I have your attention for just a couple of minutes? Because I got a rendition, I'm not a lady, you should listen.
Back to Life at Dusk Live, everyone. Your boy, Ceddie J. Now, we're going to go ahead and go to another track real quick. And I want to say shout out to my main dog in charge, Mother Nose, in the building. Shout out to Mother Nose for joining the chat room as well. And the guest of 6292 as well. shout out to you as well. You know, y'all can definitely come chat in the room. Just make sure you sign up, and then you can chat up live in chat live chat room. There you go. So we're going to go to another track. This next one, we're going to go ahead and take. I'm going to go ahead and play a classic. This one's by our boy Michael Jackson, and we're going to go ahead. Since this is basically, we're going to be talking about the project, the Backhouse Party, which is a dance competition. We're going to play something that's very known for dance. So we're going to go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead. I don't know. I'm telling you, I feel a remember time. We're going to throw that one on. There we go. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live, man. Some boy Michael Jackson, rest in peace, MJ, man. We miss you, man. That was a memorable time. You know, like I said, I had to put some more dancing music going. We get in that mode today. We get ready to talk about the back house party. And, of course, there is a dance competition going down over in Cali. So we're going to go ahead and get a scoop on that. But I think on the line right now, I think this is our guest of honor. Let's check and see if we got a guest of honor in the house. What's up? Is this Kale and Asia Lee?
Yo, what up, Sadie? This is Asia Lee. I got my boy Kel right here.
What's up? What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I just got to get my dancing music going first, like before I go into an interview, because it's just customary. I can't do it without getting crunk to it.
Oh, let's go. You playing that mic. Everybody get crunk to mic.
Oh, yes. Yeah, everybody thinks they can moonwalk and everything, and I start going around to the food, especially when This Is It came out. I was over there watching, doing everything with the TV. I was going crazy. Well, I'm glad to have you both on here today. You know, most definitely, you know, speaking of dance, that's why we definitely make sure we play some dance music. We on the show today, we actually got y'all here because of a new project y'all got coming out. Well, actually, it is out, and it's called The Back House Party. And
yes, correct.
I just want to big y'all up for that because, you know, I always like when people do something positive and it's something to try to lift the youth up and try to do something for them, do something positive, because everyone's already spending more time in saying, well, the youth is doing this or that and that, instead of doing something to empower them. So I just want to say big ups to that, first of all.
Man, thank you. I appreciate it. That was, the reason why we created the Back House Party, because we wanted to give the teens an outlet to be able to come to a place where they can come, be creative, you know, be around their peers, meet celebrities, have fun, you know, win cash prizes and stuff like that, because the dance movement is real big out here in L.A., and a lot of the kids just, you know, they get together with their crews and they go, you know, dance basically like kind of in the streets. They don't really have like a club or a place that they can always go to, like the 21 and over crowd. So, you know, we have something that we do bi-weekly, you know, every other Saturday, that they can come look forward to, you know, coming to, being a part of it, and, you know, even being discovered too, because, I mean, you know, it's great exposure. A lot of people always come to our event, so you never know what's going to happen. It just may be your time to shine when somebody sees you and they want you to, you know, be down with whatever situation they have.
And I see, like, a lot of the kids really do like to have fun. And, I mean, that's the thing. It's like it's not scripted. It looks, I mean, it's all real. That's what I like about it. We're not feeling like we're watching something that, okay, it took, like, forever to script this together. I mean, y'all might have, like, skits y'all may do during it, but it looks, it's all real, and that's what I like about it. It's not something that's just fabricated.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We keep it real. We keep it to the heart of what it is. A lot of the kids that's, you know, from the different hoods, you know, that's around L.A., all of them don't go to, you know, a dance class where they learn choreography and, you know, up in Hollywood and stuff like that. They do it, like, right in their neighborhood. So we give them that outlet to come shine and, you know, be a part of what we're doing. On top of, with the skits that we do, we give them positive messages within the skits. We're not just getting up there, you know, just kind of acting a fool. We let them leave with something that they actually really learn from coming from our events, and something to kind of think about and reflect on later, as well as, like, man, I really had fun. Like, I'm going to keep going back, on top of, like, man, these are some people that I can really look up to because they gave me a powerful message, like something that I can really live by, you know, right now.
Well, most definitely. And, you know, I definitely, some more stuff I want to talk to you about as well, you know, because I went to your stuff and saw the custom shades. I mean, as a person that I'm a shades and glasses kind of sore, so I just go
crazy.
I felt like I was in, I felt like Toys R Us, and I was in there. I was like, oh my God. So I went crazy when I went in there, and I saw, I started to lose my mind if there's too many choices. And then, I mean, y'all even got, like, the Star Trek shades in there. I mean, it's just wild. Like, how did you actually come up with this that movement, how did you, like, say, okay, we putting our custom shades?
Yeah, I actually, well, thank you, too. I appreciate it. I see the picture of you on the Blog Talk Radio site swagged out with some shades on.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to send you an exclusive pair.
Oh, okay. Shout out to that.
Yeah, but the reason I got started with that is because I'm a hip-hop artist as well, and I was looking for another way to kind of cause attention to myself, you know, without basically, you know, having to, basically have my breasts out or, you know, wear a short skirt and stuff like that, because I don't promote that within my music. So I was just looking for like a cool way that I can appeal to the younger crowd as well as cause attention where people would see me and be like, oh, like, dang, like, what is that? Like, where did you get that from? Because nobody's doing that. So I had like a pair of shades and I was like, I had, some stones. And I was like, well, you know, I'm just putting like a little design on it and just kind of see, you know, what happens. So I wear them to a show. And it was a hit. Like, you know, besides, you know, the fact that they actually liked my show, I was getting a lot of compliments on my shades and you know, the fact that they liked them and where can they buy them. And it was just personally for me. So the more attention I got, the more I said to myself, you know, I think I need to, like, actually come out with this and, you know, provide it to other people. I don't want to be stingy, you know. So I just, it kind of just basically grew into a business from there, customizing shades for a lot of different celebrities within the industry, as well as, you know, just, you know, your average Joe. If you want to order a pair of shades, you know, that's customized, you know, with a certain design or your name on them, nickname, whatever, you know, you can feel like, you know, you're a star too and get that attention, you know, that you may be looking for or that you want, you know, with some fly swagged out shades.
No, definitely. I was some of my folks that I've had, a lot of people don't realize those aren't my real glasses. Those are like, you know, those are like those style glasses and whatnot, because that's like my signature now. Every time people see me, the glass, I always have some glasses and shades on. So, I mean, that's definitely.
Yeah, I call those the jerky swag shades.
Yes. So most definitely, I want to talk to you about your music too. You know, I listened, like, when you sent me your music, I told her, hey, send me your music, let me check out your music, and we're going to play in the show. And then I was like, I kid you not, when I first heard this, as soon as I cut the song, I was like, it caught my ear. I tell people, first 15 seconds of a song is all it takes to first catch my attention, and then after that, it's up for that next minute to keep my attention, and it did that. It was like, okay, I love this. I'm like, that song, like, sticks in my head all day. I'm like, that's how I think, because I'm a VIP type person.
I know that's right. Yeah, we all are, and that's the point of the song. Like, my main message within that was, you know, you can create a VIP situation wherever you at. It don't matter where you at. Just have fun and make it, you know, your own personal VIP. You don't necessarily have to be in the club, in the VIP section per se. You could be, you know, on the dance floor, you know, not necessarily in the VIP section, but you got all your friends around you, y'all having a good time, stuff like that. You got your own personal VIP. Be in the lodge in that.
Well, most definitely. Like, so what we're going to do now, we're going to actually play the track right now and then come right back. So here we go. This is, I'm telling y'all, this song right here, like, it's thick, and you can dance to it. That's another point, too. You can dance to it, all that good stuff. It's something you ain't even got to be in the club. It's like your VIP. You can be in your car or just in your computer on Facebook, you know, doing that question-answer thing that everyone's doing right now.
Right.
Dedicated to that music. So here we go, man. We're going to go ahead and play. This is my girl, Queen of Cali. I'm Asia Lee. Here we go, y'all, a.k.a. Miss Custom Shades. This is We Party Only VIP.
We party. We party.
You ain't got to lie. You ain't got to pretend. It's popping.
in line. I'm too crispy.
Yes, sir.
Double rope goes up. So is my cup. No alcohol, yup, yup.
Yeah.
I'm your designated driver, homie. You wanna be my VIP?
We party.
What's up, everyone? This is Miss Rare Bree, and when I'm not recording, I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot.
All right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Life After Dusk live. Your boy Sadie J. I know I can't sing for London, but hey, y'all know it is. All right, bringing them back onto the line, Asia Lee and our boy Kel Mitchell up in the building.
Yeah.
All right, man. That was We Party, man. I mean, I can tell you that song is definitely that's a hot track, and I guarantee, like me, I can put that down here right now. You know, night in Cali, down here in Dallas, they still jam that too. So, most definitely, that's definitely a hot record that definitely needs to get spun quickly.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm hoping they digging it out there in Texas. Put that in rotation out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking to, matter of fact, on Wednesdays, there's one event I always go to. Like, he'll definitely, DJ Big J would definitely put that into rotation. And it just fits right into the set, like, perfectly. Because you got a nice mixed crowd and mixed college crowd of that. So, and they pretty much listen to everything there. So, that's what's hot.
That's dope. Okay. Appreciate that.
Well, most definitely. And, Kel, I heard you in the background. What's up, man?
What up, man? Doing good. Jamming. We party. VIP.
What's up? You know, I'm glad to have you as well, man. You know, I've seen everything you've been in. Crazy. Almost. I mean, I went to the IMDb list. I said, okay, something I ain't seen yet. I looked at, but pretty much everything you've been in, I've saw.
Oh, thank you, brother. Yeah, I appreciate that.
And but man, most definitely, man, like I was wondering, like, how did you actually get into going on to all that? How did that actually happen?
Oh, that story. Well, I started off in the South Side of Chicago, and it was you know, the type of neighborhood where, you know, you had a little bit of gang violence and things like that. But my parents kept me in a positive, like, you know, things to do to keep me off the streets. And what they did was is that they saw this like a drama school. And they were like, you know what, it was called ETA, Creative Arts Foundation, and they got me involved in that. And it was like a little community theater for the summer. So I got involved in that, loved it, fell in love with acting. And then after that, I did a lot of drama, like a lot of drama plays, actually. I know I do all the comedy. You guys know me from comedy, but it was a lot of drama plays that I was involved in. And I just started taking the craft seriously. I went from that to getting an agent. I modeled for a little bit. Models for Captain Crunch, and then finally, all that. Yeah, man, I was on the back of the Crunchberry box, man, so that was like, you know, the shot, that was like my claim to fame, man, it was cool. But then after that, all that auditions came along, they were just basically seeing kids everywhere. I mean, they went from New York, Chicago, Miami, they went all over. It was like basically like an American Idol type of situation where they auditioned thousands of kids, and we had to get up there, audition, you know what I mean, and basically do comedy right in front of these guys. And it was funny because I had, like, tests that whole day in high school, and I forgot basically my whole monologue that I was going to do in front of the producers. And I was mad nervous, so they were like, you know what, you want to go out and practice it? And as I was like, yeah, I'll go do that. I'll go in the hallway and practice it, so come back in. And I was doing that. I walked out, and I knocked over, like, all the cords, like the camera cord, the camera, everything that was in there. And being that it was a comedy show, I kind of played it off like I kind of planned that. They just started cracking up laughing. And after that, they were like, hey, Kel, you know, just go ahead and improv, you know, do your thing. And then after that, I just did stand up. You know, I was improv and I was talking about my teachers and everything. And, you know, I got the gig after that. It was cool.
Well, definitely, man. And this is, you know, it's definitely, you know, you like, you had a lot of fun on there, and that's pretty much all the projects you've done. You, like, you always have fun on them. And, of course, you know, everyone knows, if you've seen Good Burger, everyone knows the Good Burger, and I can quote half the scenes of Good Burger, crazy or not. And
thank you, man.
Another thing, you know, everyone knows Orange Soda, the Orange Soda line. Everyone loves the Orange Soda line from Keaton and Kel, so most definitely, man.
Yeah, I need to holler at Sunkiss real quick. I heard like,
Fanta need to holler at Fanta or Sunkiss, one of them. Probably Fanta, you know what? Fanta might be it. You never know. Because, you know, they always, you know, they might get tired of why having the four flavor girls. They might want something new to bring to the building.
Right.
You know, the flavor girls look good, still. But most definitely, man. So, I mean, so just the transition, like, how did you actually come over? Because, I mean, you brought a tremendous cast on there as far as for the back house party. You know, you got Asia Lee, and the chemistry between y'all just looks very natural. Like, how did you actually get into thinking this? Because, I mean, I remember you did Dance 360, and it's kind of like you basically brought a small element of that and then kind of elevated it for the youth. Like, how did you actually come up with this idea?
Well, basically, I mean, like Asia was, you know, spoke about briefly in the beginning, is that we saw a lot of dancers, like, in the streets, like, and on the YouTube videos, and they were doing, you know, the jerk movement and shuffling and all this stuff. And even in Chicago, where I'm from, kids' footwork and stuff like that. And a lot of these kids, they don't have a place to dance. What we noticed was that most of the time they were, like, either dancing on their garage or just in the street. And it was like, you know what, let's give these kids, like, a positive outlet, a positive place to dance. Like, I felt like I was given that opportunity when I was young, growing up in the hood with the drama classes that I was taking. So I was like, let me offer that same opportunity. And in the back house party, what we do, we have positive sketches to teach them, you know, positive things to do, what to look out for in the sketches, but it's, you know, it's funny too, sort of how that all that, you know, Saturday Night Live feel to it too as well. But then they get to go up there and shine and basically dance, battle like they do on the YouTube videos, but then they also get a cash prize and things of that nature. And what we also do within the show too is that we teach them how to write, teach them how to produce on a show, on a television show. They can see how a television show is made. So, I mean, we really did it for the youth and, you know, for our future. That's really why we did it. And I just feel like if you're going to put your hands on something, this would be something for change for your people.
Most definitely, man. It's like I had a past host over here a couple of weeks ago from MTV, Charlie Balducci. Everybody knows him. He's basically the reason why Jersey Shore is even started.
Wow.
You know, he also has something as well, NYC Art Cipher. And it's just, you know, just having y'all on the show, too, complimented that because it's definitely proven that, you know, a lot of people hate on the – sometimes they hate on the music that – that you've listened to today, and it's not all the music is not negative like everyone tries to put out there, and there's a lot of positive music out there, and you can do positive things with it. And I just say big ups to both movements because you know you got someone in the NYC area holding it down, and then you got someone over here in the West Coast who's pretty much got people from everywhere coming holding it down too. So it's just it's just really good to see, and just want y'all to continue to do what y'all doing because. Like I said, I'm a person, I've worked with kids for like over 10 years now, and I just get real passionate when I see people do that kind of stuff for kids. And even as a kid, I work with kids, ironically. So that's just what it is.
That's what it is, man. We gotta save our youth, man. We got to do it. You know what I mean? Definitely. So it's you know, we're
man.
All about that. Well, you know, and we also do a tour, too. We do the... We're doing the No Fear tour right now, so that's what we're doing. And it's just a lot of fun. Like, we go to the schools, too, and I talk to the kids about, you know, how I grew up and some of the situations I got out of, making the right decisions. And then after that, we have them come up and dance and then invite them to the back house party. So, you know, we were definitely instrumental in the schools. We've been working with an organization called Crackdown that do a lot of events like that for kids, so... And Young Visionaries also, they help us out too, the Young Visionaries. So that's another company that just is doing wonderful, wonderful things out in the IE too as well.
Okay, most definitely. I know you got a couple of projects that's getting ready to come out as well. And I know one of them is Caught on Tape. And you're working with Vivica A. Fox, very beautiful and talented woman. And you're also working with a certain entertainer, which all the time, because my real name is Cedric, every time someone always comes up to me, they always go, oh, your name is Cedric, like the entertainer? And I'm like, do you know how many times I hear that joke a day? So, though, Vigos, you know, like, how'd you actually get involved with that project? Because I know you also have another movie coming out with a certain entertainer as well. So how'd you actually get involved with Cotton Tape?
Well, first I'll start off with Caught on Tape. Caught on Tape, man, we shot that a while back because Sticky, he's been doing, you know, he started moving into directing. And so he was doing, like, all these, like, hip-hop opera type of movies where basically you rap through the entire film. And so I've known Sticky for a long time because I used to do a show called Dance 360, which was also another dance show. That I hosted with Federal Star, who was also part of Onyx. And so I just felt like, you know, they was basically family after that. So they was like kind of like big brothers to me. And so once Sticky was doing this film, Federal told me about it. I had to, you know, get involved and got into it. It's cool, though. They had to, you know, because of the Nickelodeon past, the role is crazy because it's like we bank robbers in the film and stuff like that. So I had to get a scar and a tooth, and Sticky wanted me to look real rough. Like, he did not want me to look like I looked on Nickelodeon. So he, like, they got a rough. Yep, I grew out my hair, I had the cornrows. It was hot, though. It's a dramatic role, and Bokeem Woodbine is also in the film, and Bokeem is just a wonderful actor, and it was just a pleasure to work with him as well. So that was fun. And then as far as Cedric, when I first moved out to L.A., he was like a big brother too, him and Steve Harvey, because I've guest starred on Steve Harvey show many times. And so they just taught me and Keenan a lot of stuff, and we just kind of stayed in touch. And what I did was I had a film about a guy that can only fight when music is playing. And I wrote the film, and I was pitching it, going around, and I ran into Eric, who's Cedric's manager. And, you know, we talked about old times on the Steve Harvey show, told him that I was pitching this new movie. Cedric was like, look, I want to direct it. Let's do it. And this film is hilarious, man. It's me, Tommy Davidson, Afion Crockett. It's nuts, man. Like, it got all that Living Color, Coming to America feel into it, and then it got real kung fu in it. Like, we really fight. Like, it's bad.
So, are y'all still doing a battle for what the title of the movie is?
Yeah, like, we had a battle. Because, see, I wanted to call it Chicago Pulaski Jones, because that's my name in the film. Because in the film, I also, too, bring out to everybody footworking, which is a dance that we do in Chicago and juking and stuff like that. But I wanted to call it Chicago Pulaski Jones. So I'm like, oh, that's his name. That's hot. It's like Indiana Jones. It'll be ill. And then Cedric was like, yeah, but the movie's about dancing and kung fu. I want to call it Dance Fu. So we had this big battle. You can go to foodbattle.com, and we're basically like letting our fans decide what the name is going to be for them when it comes out. So it's kind of cool. It's a cool little marketing plan that we're doing with it. Kind of hot.
So, man, and as far as you told us the project, how did you actually run into Asia Lee, man? Because, I mean, like I said before, the chemistry on the show, y'all just have very good chemistry, and it shows very well. Like, how did you actually run into her?
Now, Ace is like, she's amazing. Like, you know, as far as she told you, as far as her hustle and what she did, as far as, like, you know, the glasses, and she got a West Coast Royalty, which is also her clothing line, too. And basically how we met was I was hosting, I speak at a lot of schools, and what was that, Asia, like about, you know, I think it was like 3 years ago, was it 3 or 4 years ago, at Compton High School? Yeah, it was about 3 or 4 years ago. I hosted an event for the Q-Dogs at Compton High School, and they were putting on for the teens there. It was a talent show, and Asia was, like, basically headlining. Like, she came to perform for the kids, and they were going crazy. And I'm like, yo, this girl is killing it. Like, her stage show is bananas. And so she was up there doing her thing, and then she told me afterwards, she was like, yo, I got a clothing line as well. And so I was doing shows and things like that, so I started rocking West Coast Rorty. I started rocking her gear. And then after that, the friendship built up, and then I saw that she was an entrepreneur. I was an entrepreneur, and we just started working on things, man, making some things happen. And, yeah, man, we just came up with some great stuff. And the chemistry is definitely there with the Back House Party. And I think it's hot. It's like a Sonny and Cher type of team right now. Like, we killing it. We bringing that back, those variety-type shows, Sonny and Cher.
So all y'all need to do is sing, babe, you got me. Whatever, I'm missing the song already. I'm sorry, Cher.
Right, we're taking it back. I got you, man. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Well, most definitely, man.
I'm still at my age now.
Like, yeah, oh, no, see, I just mean this too. People see me, they go, they find out how old I am, and they see the stuff I know. They're like, you can't be how old you are because you know too much. I'm like, hey, I'm personal. I watch everything. I go out to TV land and start watching everything.
Right.
Okay, so I'm gonna start a, you know, it's a controversy here a little bit. Which one of y'all is the better dancer?
Oh, I can tell you right now, it's Kel.
Oh, okay. I thought you would go.
No problem letting people know that.
Okay.
He's a great ballroom dancer too. He just did an event, a charity event, called Dancing with the Stars?
No, it wasn't called Dancing with the Stars. It was for kids and the orphans and stuff like that. We raised money for them. It was a great event. But they did like a Dancing with the Stars type of thing, and I had the ballroom dance. I haven't done that before, so it was kind of cool. But Asia can get down, though. She can dance. She can dance. She was dancing the other day at her high school, at Gardena High School. Were you one of them girls that come out with the drums and stuff like that? You used to do that?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Little majorette.
Most definitely. Oh, someone in the chat room, Maddox in the chat room, said they thought this your movie, Gank, was real funny.
Yeah, that was a crazy movie. That was goofy too, man. That was another one that I produced and wrote as well. That was another one. So I mean, like basically, with Keenan and I, man, it was like we learned a lot from those guys, those producers, Brian Robbins, Dan Schneider, who just he's the creator of iCarly, also Key and Kill with Brian Robbins and Mike Tolan. And they were young when they were doing our show, and we just learned a lot from them. And as we got older, it was like, yo, we need to produce our own shows. Well, I know I felt that way. Like, I wanted to produce my own shows. I wanted to write my own stuff. And that's where I'm going now, man. That's the arena I'm in right now. Like, just putting out my own films, putting out my own movies, TV shows. That's the way to do it. That's how you did it in the old days.
That's basically how you do it. I mean, as far as to elevate your career, you have eventually, if you're a person who really loves it so much, you'll start going to the other realms of it, and that's just natural. You know, if you've been acting for so long, then it's only natural if you just start producing and start directing and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, like Sylvester Stallone, I mean, most of his whole catalog, he wrote and, you know, produced all those, you know, Rocky, all that stuff. You know what I mean? So Rambo. All his ideas.
All right. Well, we're gonna go to another one of Agent's songs, and you know, so I talked about Shades and Glasses earlier. We're gonna play, you know, her song Shades, aka Hater Blockers. And
oh, yeah,
after that we'll come back and we're gonna ask y'all one of my favorite crazy questions of the day. So right back. I'm right here on Life After Dusk Live, your boy Ceddy J, special guest Asia Lee and Kel Mitchell. So we're right back. And this is Asia Lee's of Shades, Hater Blockers, and that is why I wear glasses and shades most of the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the go. Oh boy. We got another hitman.
Yes, sir.
As soon as I put them on, I know it's on. No haters in the way, no blocking my end zone. Build a blocker, like let go, my ego, we sway go. Sun and shade, brain shake like ego, but I don't like eggs. So you chicks can scramble, get out of here, throw on the wayfair for your squares. Jerk your swag up, I can take it in. Asia Lee, be the girl, homie, don't be scared. Get the next bit, aviators for the haters. Congratulations on the outfit, see you later. Applaud me. Stop, take a pose for the frame like Freaky Bobby.
Put it on my chest.
up, everybody? It's your girl, Elizabeth Langham. And whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk Live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Putting them shades.
Putting
them shades. Hey. Let me put my shades right down. Hey, calm down. Calm down. Okay. I really did have my shades over here. I was like really crooked. I got to put them on. It's only natural now. I got to put them on. But, you know, and these, like, these are crazy. These are my ones I got from truth.com. They're called the 10-second shades, and on the inside it tells you you only have the average person, it takes only 10 seconds for nicotine to hit the brain. So it's wild. I was like, oh, I got to get those shades. That was just too crazy. So most definitely. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and ask all my crazy questions of the day. And our first crazy question to both of you is, what are y'all most embarrassing moments that you've had in or out of your career?
I'm going to let Kel go first.
You go first.
Y'all on rock, paper, scissors.
most embarrassing moments in and out of the career? I don't know. There's been a lot of them. not too many. I'm trying to think. Let me see. Most embarrassing. I remember one audition I had. It was, like, crazy because it was, like, it was for Will Smith's new television show that he was doing back in the day. And it was funny because I had been acting, you know, doing my thing for a long time. And Will was in the room with Jada. You know, now I've met Will before, but I hadn't met Jada. And so, like, when I was younger, I had, like, a huge crush on Jada Pinkett. So when I was in there, for some reason, it just jumped back in. Like, I was, like, young again, watching Different World, I guess. And so, like, I was expecting them to be, like, you know, quiet and just, like, watching, like, kind of stone face, but they was extra cool. Like, yo, what up, Kel? You know, we seen your work. And so it just instantly, like, threw me into, like, fan mode, and I was just, like, I could talk, you know, when you get them, like, moments where you just breathe and play, like, right, I could have talked, man, and so Will was Will was trying to help me out, man. He was like, you want to do it again? You want to do it again? I just totally ruined that audition, man. That was real embarrassing, though, you know, in front of them, too. But later I redeemed myself, you know, when I had to audition for them again, like, years later, so it was all good. But, but yeah, that was one in my career that I was like, wow, that was crazy. Angelique, you go.
Well, this is something that happened before, you know, I even got into the business. Because, you know, Sadie, let me ask you, do you remember the first time you ever met somebody famous, like somebody that was on television or just recognizable?
Yeah, matter of fact, on here actually, it was crazy. I spoke to Bonnie Pointer from Pointer Sisters. I was like doing this online on the air at first, but then I got comfortable. So I know how you feel. I know how y'all feel.
Right, man. With me, because it was like I was little. I think I was in either junior high or elementary, but I think it might have been junior high. And I went to a Clippers basketball game with one of my friends and her mom, and we saw the little boy from Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I don't remember his name, but we saw him there, and her older sister was talking to him, like, I think maybe, like, she knew him or something like that, and was just like, you know, just carry on a conversation, and I was such in shock that I even seen him. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I was just watching him on TV, like, yeah, right. So then when I finally got the courage up to actually say something to him, My old crazy butt gonna say, do you act like this in real life?
And he looked at me like, what do you mean? And I was so embarrassed. I was like, hey, what am I even talking about? And it was no time to explain. He had to go, and he basically got up and just left after that. And I just felt so stupid. Like, why would I ask him, does he act like this in real life? And he's sitting right here and actually acting like that in real life.
Yeah,
it was weird. It was so dumb.
Oh, man, you know what the funny thing is? You know, you say that's one of your most embarrassing moments. A lot of people will say stuff like that. A lot of people do go out to celebrities and they're like, this is really how you are?
Right.
That's true. I get that all the time.
Because I saw Drake a couple of weeks ago. I got a chance to meet him. You know, he wasn't like the Drake we see in all the music videos. He was like Jimmy from Degrassi, because he was like real chill and stuff. He wasn't like on a superstar type status the size of all the guards around him. But other than that, you know, he was real chill. Most definitely, man. As far as I want to thank y'all for coming through the show. You know, I'm just really glad to, you know, really just big y'all up and definitely, you know, tell everyone how they can reach y'all and, you know, keep up with the Backhouse Party, which is coming up this Saturday, y'all, this Saturday. So if you are in the L.A. area, make sure y'all go to it. Remind them of where the Backhouse Party will be this week.
Yes, the Backhouse Party, just like you said, will be Saturday, November 20th in Redlands, California, right off the 10 freeway. If you live in Los Angeles, it's about an hour out of L.A., but trust me, it is definitely worth it. It's at an adventure park called Farrell's Adventure Park. So aside from the Backhouse Party, it has tons of things that you could do there as a family. So if you want to bring the kids down, you want to bring everybody down, it's an amazing place. They have a great buffet there also, so you can, you know, basically you don't have to leave. Everything is all in one place, and it's a fun, safe, positive environment. If you want to read more about what we are, find out more information about us, go to our website, www.thebackhouseparty.com. We have the pre-sale tickets there on sale as well for $10. You can get those now. They're still currently on sale. Or when you get to the event, you can just pay right at the door, and it's $15 at the door. But it's going to be an amazing time. And even if you do not dance, even if you don't, you can come just to watch. It is an amazing experience that you honestly at least just want to experience one time. But guaranteed, if you come once, you know, we get a lot of repeats. You're going to always continue to come back because there's always something new every time you come to the Backhouse Party, Saturday, November 20th. You can also follow us on Twitter at Backhouse Party and check us out there. And, you know, check us out there and on our site. You can see all old past episodes of our show, and as well as on our Twitter, get, you know, up-to-date updates as far as everything that we got going on, who's going to be a part, when our next show is, everything you could possibly find out about the Backhouse Party. Aside from that, as far as me, Asia Lee, you can follow me at The Real Asia Lee on Twitter. I definitely need more followers, so please follow me. Also, you can go to my website, asialee.net, get all the information on me, watch, you know, shows of me, you know, gracing the stage and, you know, all of my music and stuff like that. You can also go to iTunes and download We Party. It is available for 99 cents. I know you got a dollar, so please go to iTunes and download that. Support me. I would greatly appreciate it. You definitely need that in your iTunes Rolodex and, you know, rolling through your speakers, wherever you at. Get that We Party only in VIP. Support your girl. I'm going to go ahead and pass it to Kel. He'll give you his information.
Just definitely. I am Kel Mitchell on Twitter. Hit me up. I am Kel Mitchell. Hit up the Backhouse Party. Also, too, I'm a God-fearing man, so if y'all are ever in L.A., y'all need a church, go to Spirit Food Christian Center. Facebook.com. Good Food Christian Center. Come visit us, man. Come check out our pastor. He's dope. Yeah.
It was definitely. Yeah. Well, that leaves me how we always do it, man. As we come to the end of the show, I just like to want to thank y'all again for coming through. Everyone make sure that you always check the shows out. Why are you going over there and you're downloading? Because I'm like you said, download is only a dollar. It's only a dollar to buy her single. So why you download her single, or why you there as well? If you're a person, you're like, okay, I need to definitely find out some more stuff about her before I download her single. That can in the same place that can search Life of the Dust Lives and download the show, and it is completely free. You can listen to it anytime the way you want to, and while you're there, like I said, buy we party in VIP, man. Just that's how we do it.
Yes.
And that's how y'all know how we do it, man. Make sure y'all check out dustcowls.ning.com, the official site for everything that's Life at the Dusk in Seti J. And that leaves me with my famous phrase, and that's in everything you do, no matter what you do, ready one be like my boy Kel and just really blow up everything he does in a major way. And or be like my girl Asia Lee and just add some real mean swag to everything and even have those nice custom shades. Just remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. And y'all have tuned into another episode of Life at the Dust Live for your boy Seti J. We'll see y'all next week.
Hey, Seti J.
I'll be going to Portland. Yes.
Seti J.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, we still on?
Yes, we are. But we have to get ready. Jump off.
I wanted to get one more in. I didn't tell the people where they can get my shades. That kind of slipped me. I just want to let y'all know. Want to check out some custom exclusive shades and get a pair of your own? Go to www.wcrclothing.com. If you go to my website, asialee.net, it'll take you there, or you can just go start directly there at wcrclothing.com. Check out all the shades. Holler at me. Let me know if you want me to customize something exclusive for you or if you would like to just get something that we already have available. But make sure y'all hit me. Let me know. Get your swag up, baby. Asia Lee Stunner Shades.
Really?
You already know what it is.
Really, man. Y'all know what it is, man. I'll see y'all. And, man, like I said, I'll be in Portland. I'll actually be on the West Coast for Wednesday all the way through Monday. So, everyone, I'll see y'all. If you're over there in the West Coast, Portland, be more exact. Definitely hit me up, and I will try my best to hang out with you. So, there you go. Deuces.
God bless y'all.
God bless you, too.